Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching is entitled Speaking Plainly, and the reading is from the Gospel of John.
His disciples said, "Ah, now you are speaking plainly, not in any parable. Now we know that you know all things and need none to question you. By this we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? The hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered, every man to his home, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said this to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Speaking plainly. Throughout their time together, the disciples were not easy in their minds about many of Jesus' statements. They loved him, they willingly followed him, but they did not understand him. Earlier in John's gospel, they confided their confusion to each other. "What is this that he says to us? A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me, and because I go to the Father?" Yet in today's passage, we hear, "Ah, now you are speaking plainly, not in any parable." Is he speaking plainly according to John, and keeping in mind that the scriptures have been vastly reconstituted over the centuries since Jesus' time, this example of what the disciples considered plain speaking was not particularly different from the way Jesus had always spoken to them. "I came from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I am leaving the world and going to the Father." They had recently found this kind of message confusing, yet now they called it plain speaking and seemed happy to hear it. Does their reaction surprise Jesus? Maybe it needs to be pointed out that when Jesus asks them, "Do you now believe?" he is not asking them, "Do you now understand?" It may very well be that he does not expect understanding, but looks for and is happy to find their belief, their faith. And although he knows that this faith will be shaken, is he thinking of Peter's approaching denial of him? Their recognition of his intimate relationship with the Father appears to be all the disciples need. What about us? Isn't Jesus also speaking to us when he says, "In the world you have tribulation"? Our world continues to be overshadowed by great tribulation, the complications of the pandemic, enormous political unrest, the tragic suffering caused by racism. But Jesus tells us, "Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Can we hear this as plain speaking? We surely do not understand so much that troubles us right now. But is Jesus asking for our understanding, or, as with the disciples, is our faith enough for him? Is it enough for us? A passage from Mark 9 tells of Jesus' reaction when the disciples failed to heal a young boy afflicted by a demon. "You unbelieving generation," he calls them, as the boy's father begs Jesus to heal his son. Jesus responds that everything is possible for one who believes, to which the boy's father exclaims, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." Can this be our prayer? "Jesus, I believe that you have overcome the tribulations of our world. And if we ask that you can heal the demons who afflict us in our 21st century, we very modern people rate our intelligence, our understanding, highly. Yet I am speaking plainly when I say that there is so much that I do not understand. But I do believe. Help my unbelief."